Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saints, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Hello there and greetings, dear radio friend, and welcome to this Wednesday edition of the Sounds of Faith radio broadcast right here from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina. Pastor Barry Goodman, I'm his associate, Brother Johnny Ord, your host here on the Monday through Friday broadcast time. Glad to have you with us, and we appreciate you so very much giving us this opportunity to, by the help of the sweet Spirit of God, to minister unto you and in some good songs and in the preached Word of God. And we'll get right into the program. Hope you enjoy a song you've heard several times before. And it says, Jesus is wonderful. Amen.
I was lost in my sin and shame, no one but myself to blame. My soul was headed for hell, but Jesus, he passed by my way, saved me that very day. I'll lift my voice and I'll say,
Jesus is wonderful. Yes, he is wonderful. Jesus is wonderful to me. He is the King of Kings, the Prince of Peace, my everything. Oh, he is wonderful to me. Yes, Jesus is wonderful to me.
Now when I think about how good he's been, he's picked me up time and time again, gave me a new song to sing. I don't deserve his love and grace, but on the cross he took my place. That's why he's wonderful to me.
Jesus is wonderful. Yes, he is wonderful. Jesus is wonderful to me. He is the King of Kings, the Prince of Peace, my everything. Oh, he is wonderful to me. Yes, Jesus is wonderful to me. Jesus is wonderful. Yes, he is wonderful. Jesus is wonderful to me. He is the King of Kings, the Prince of Peace, my everything. Oh, he is wonderful to me. Yes, Jesus is wonderful to me. Yes, Jesus is wonderful to me.
Yes, amen. Well, you know what? Jesus is wonderful, whether we realize that or not. The key is he wonderful to you and to me? Well, I found him to be faithful, and I have also found him to be wonderful. Amen. Well, if you like good old-fashioned singing like that and old-fashioned King James Bible preaching, come on by and pay us a visit here at Faith Baptist Church. If you don't have a church home, we'll meet tonight at 7 for our prayer meeting time. And then, of course, on the Lord's Day, 10 o'clock is our Sunday school hour. And worship begins at 11. And then Sunday evening time at 6 o'clock p.m. We'd love to have you come for any of these services. We're located simply 5 miles south of Shelby, North Carolina, down 18 Highway South, going towards Gaffney, going to South Carolina. There's more than just Gaffney there. Amen. You can go anywhere in South Carolina going that way. But we are right there at the caution light at the crossroads, about 2 miles from the South Carolina state line, where 180, which is South Post Road, intersects with Mount Sinai Church Road, and then, of course, there on 18. And love to have you come and worship with us here at the Faith Baptist Church. Just an old-fashioned, fundamental Bible preaching, praying, praising, missionary-hearted Baptist Church. Amen. We got your seat saved. So come on by and pay us a visit if you don't have a church home. Amen. Well, Miss Carolyn Parker Owens is going to sing one for us here. And being even in heaven, she's still singing. Amen. Amen. This is a good song. Talks about being sheltered in the arms of God. Oh, that's a good place to be today. A great song from a great lady talking about a great place to be, sheltered in the arms of God. Well, in our truth for today, we'll find it in the, we've been preaching this week on the path to praise, and we're trying to relate the truth of each day in that subject matter of praising God. And this one says in the book of Luke, chapter 24 and verse 53, and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Well, it's true. Oh, it's still true that more time in the temple, it is still true that more time in the temple and less time for the temporal makes for victorious living. David said, I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. Well, praise his name. Wasn't that a great truth today? Amen. Amen. Thank God for it. Amen. Let's get ready for prayer time. Let's make our hearts and minds ready as we start to talk to our Lord and Savior right here in a minute. If you can join us, we'd appreciate it so very much. Shall we pray? Our Father, we thank you today for this privilege we have to come by means of radio again and God, even come in prayer to the very throne room of God. We come boldly to the throne of God. We don't have to tiptoe in like we do not belong. We're your children. We belong. And Father, I'm glad you told us to come boldly to the throne. And Lord, I'm asking you, God, today, first, to forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me, I do pray. If there be one thing in our heart and mind today that don't allow us to fellowship and worship you as we should, I pray, God, you'd cleanse it and remove it even now. I thank you for your blessings and for your mercies and for your watch care, for your love and for your sacrifice of Calvary. Lord, I thank you for who you are and what you are today. Now, Lord, I'm praying today that you would touch those who are listening, those that may be stressed over a care of life, maybe a physical issue is going on, maybe whatever. I pray, dear God, that you touch each and every one. Thank you, Lord, for your bounty, for that which you've done for us. God, you've been good to us again, and we give you the praise for all that you do and all that you are. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Well, we do thank God for the sweet time of prayer here on this Wednesday. Thank you for joining us again, and we're going to play a good song for you today from our orchestra, and they'll be playing a good little up-tempo number, and I'm sure you've been in an old-fashioned church any time at all. You've heard this song sung or played one. Amen. It says, stand up for Jesus. Amen. Wonderful job there, wasn't it? Amen. From the orchestra, stand up for Jesus. Amen. Well, we've been featuring the Sons of Faith on a couple songs already this week, and I'm going to play one from them before the message today. And this is a beautiful song. One of my favorites that they ever did, I think. I think it's one of my favorites. Amen. Other than the one about the first day in heaven, I like that one too pretty good. But this one here is talking about grace for grace, and I hope it'll bless your heart very good today. Amen.
Any move God God makes toward man. Describes an act so precious, though it's hard to comprehend. For you see, I was nothing, then he gave me everything, and of his fullness I now have received. Grace for grace, mercy for justice, is what he gave when he died on Calvary. I know that I should be in hell, but those flames I'll never feel. All because he took my place. Grace for grace, unmerited favor from God above, reminds me I've done nothing to deserve the Savior's love. God forbid that I should glory the deeds that I have done, for it's by his grace and grace alone the victory has been won. Grace for grace, mercy for justice, is what he gave when he died on Calvary. I know that I should but those flames I'll never feel, all because he took my place. Grace for grace,
grace for grace,
mercy for justice, is what he gave when he died on Calvary. I know that I should be in hell, but those flames I'll never feel, all because he took my place. Grace for grace,
I know that
I should be in hell, but those flames I'll never feel, all because he took my place. Grace.
Praise the good Lord above for all the good singing today. And we actually got some extra time today. That's amazing. Amen. Sometimes it works out like that. You got some shorter songs, they go together. And then, of course, some days I play longer songs and we don't have as much time. But we're thankful for all the music today. We appreciate it so very much. Amen. Well, I want to just, I don't think I'm rehashing this too much. I don't think I am, but I would like to go back. We're still on the path to praise, and we are going to talk more about reasons to praise the Lord. But here's a reason that we may not think about very often. It's good for us to praise the Lord. You say, well, how is it beneficial to me? Well, you know, it's kind of hard to grumble and count blessings at the same time. It's kind of hard to be miserable and be in an attitude of prayer at the same time. The psalmist David concluded the book of Psalms in Psalm 146, 147, 148, 149, and then the final Psalm 150. And we read this the other day, but I think it bears bearing out again. Each one of these last five Psalms start with the same phrase. And that's what we read the other day. But I like to read these five verses and maybe a little more insight on this and just think about the fact that praise is good. It's good for the ears of God. It's good for the heart of God. But it's good for our heart as well. And I think it even helps our mind. You say, well, Brother Johnny, isn't praise a spiritual matter? It certainly is, but I believe that when we're right spiritually, it can help us physically, it can help us mentally, it can do mighty and wonderful things. But notice what the psalmist says. We'll read the, maybe the first couple of verses of each one of these psalms. In Psalm 146, notice what it says, praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, verse 2 says, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Oh, brother, I tell you, singing praises to him, giving praises to him. And then in 147, the very next psalm, we see praise ye the Lord again. But notice what it says. It said, praise ye the Lord. Here it is. For it is good. It is good to sing praises unto our God. For it is pleasant. And praise is comely. Oh, I tell you, there's so much packed into that verse number one of Psalm 147. Oh, yes, it is good to sing praise. But notice, unto our God, it's pleasant. You know, and praise is comely. What does that mean? That's an older style word, I guess you would say. But that word comely simply means beautiful. It's a beautiful thing for people to praise God in the spirit and not in the flesh. Now, I've seen it both ways. I've seen people try to put on a show or try to manufacture something to praise God for. We don't have to manufacture praise. All we need to do is be in an attitude of praise, and it is pleasant, and it is comely. You know, it's good. It's good for our mind to praise the Lord. It's good for the body. Some would even say it's healthy to praise the Lord. It's good for our spirit to praise and give glory to the Lord. It's good for people around us when we are seen praising God and giving Him glory. But notice in Psalm 148, in verse number 1 and verse number 2 as well, praise ye the Lord, praise ye the Lord from the heavens, praise him in the heights, praise ye him, all his angels, praise ye him, all ye hosts. Then it goes on talking about praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars. Praise him, ye heavens and heavens of heavens, and ye waters that are above the heavens. Oh, friend, if the stars are going to praise him, if the angels are praising him, they don't even know what they're praising him for. They know nothing about redemption other than what they have observed from a distance as God has carried out his redemptive plan. But if the moon and the sun and the stars and the heavens and the waters above the heavens going to give praise to God, don't you think you and I, who have accepted that payment for sin, that we have been enjoying the pleasures of salvation in our life, don't you think we ought to be the first ones lined up to give him praise? Psalm 146, 147, 148, now 149. Notice what the Word of God says. Psalm 149, verse number 1. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song. and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel, verse 2, rejoicing him that made him, let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let him sing praises unto him with the thimble and harp. For the Lord, notice this now, for the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Well, the whole premise of the thought today is how praise is good, not just for God, but good for us. And boy, I tell you, God is going to beautify those that praise him, those that give him glory, those that are in an attitude of prayer. So we come to the fifth thought of the day, but it's the final psalm, Psalm 150. The word says here, can we just read the entire psalm? It's just 6 verses. I'm just enjoying the day, reading the word, and letting the word speak to us and tell us how we are benefited from praising our God. Verse 1, Psalm 150, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in the sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. This gets into the reasons for praising him. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the thimble and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Here it is. What a climax. Let everything that hath breath praise thee, Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, he is definitely worthy of our praise. We have got several things. Actually, we've got one, I think about four, that I want to leave with you in the next couple days on the, not just, we talked about basically, I didn't really give you an outline, but we have the right to praise. We're his children. There is reasons to praise, and we'll give those to you as we begin on tomorrow. But remember, friend, if the rocks could cry out with praise, don't you think we as his children could cry out in praise today? I'm not talking about some fake, what I call fluff. I'm talking about being, praise comes by being prayerful and a participant in the word of God. May God help us with this today. Until tomorrow, God bless you now, is our prayer.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for The Sounds of Faith.